from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of the nature of Slichot. We know that the Saturday night for Rosh Hashanah, or if Rosh Hashanah falls very close to Saturday night, then two Saturday nights before Rosh Hashanah, we begin the Slichot. We say the Slichot throughout the Aser Yimei Teshuvah, the 10 days of repentance. The Rambam would only say the Slichot during the 10 days of repentance. We're afraid that we can't get in 10 days of Slichot because Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur on Shabbos, we don't say Slichot, so we say extra days before the 10 days of repentance to make up for the 4 days within days of repentance on which we cannot say Slichot. Sfardim have a different idea. They say Slichot for all 30 days of Elul and during the 10 days of repentance. But what is the nature of these Slichot? What is it all about? So Rabbi Soloveitchik suggests that just like according to the Rambam, you have two types of tefillah. You have the daily obligation to pray every day, and then you have a special obligation, Be'et Tzara Gedola, when there's a terrible tragedy, calamity, famine, a plague, flood, then you have to blow the trumpets. So too, says the Rambam, you can call out, not just with a trumpet, you can call out with teruah, you can call out with bechi, with zaaka, screaming, calling, saying, Aneinu, God, answer us, which Rashi and Tainis says is a form of teruah, a form of calling out to God. You can do that, and that is also considered a type of prayer, but it's emergency prayer. It's prayer from position of tzar gadol, a great crisis. The Ramban says that's the only mitzvah. There's only a mitzvah to pray when there's a great crisis. What's the great crisis at this time of year? Well, Rabbi Soloveitchik quotes the Beis Yosef, Yosef Karo, who says that, number one, it's an emergency. This is a time when God is close to us. We need to do something about it quick. We need to get close with God, get forgiveness from God right now as God is near. There's the idea that during the 10 days of repentance, God is near. Second idea is that since we will be scanned on Rosh Hashanah, God will scan us and see how we're doing, and we'll be judged, and maybe the judgment will be completed Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur or beyond. So it's time for judgment. It's a crisis. It's an emergency. We're going into court. We might be judged negatively, God forbid. So we have to do something about it. It's a time of tzara gedola. It's a time of great sorrow. Now, the Rambam writes that it's part of the ways of tshuva. Dark yatshuva, yosha hashav, soeg, tamid, bechi, v'tachnunim, to constantly call out to God with tears and with supplications. So the prayer of Slichot is a, as Rabbi Soloveitchik said, it's a tshuva prayer. It's a tefillah shel tshuva. It's a bechi prayer. It's a prayer of tears. It's a prayer of tzaaka. It's a prayer of yelling and screaming. What does it mean to yell and scream? Well, number one, we don't have to be silent. Usually during tefillah, we move our lips. We could hear what we say, but we don't. No one else can hear what we're saying. But Chana taught us that lesson. The Gemara says the idea is a Torah idea, which she popularized. But the idea of saying the slichos, where we don't have to be silent, we could be. But Rabbi Soloveitchik explains that it's also about the elegance and the eloquence of the prayer. You see, when it comes to the Amida, we have lead up to the prayer, then you have the praises of God, then you have petitions to God, and you always thank God, you bless God as you petition, and then you have thanksgiving at the end of the prayers. However, when it comes to Slichot, we have some prayers that are very, very brazen. We say, Aneinu Hashem Aneinu, Aseilam Anshmecha, God, answer us, God, answer us. Do for your name, do because of Abraham, do because of Isaac. In the among Sephardim, they say, Asay, do it for Abraham, do it for Isaac. It's very brazen, it's very abrupt, because we've got no time. It's a prayer of tzaaka, it's a prayer of screaming, and when you scream, there's no introduction. Having said that, Rabbi Soloveitchik did point out that we try to frame the Slichot as best we can. We start off with Ashrei, we have a Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish, then we have some verses about how we're going to go pray, and pray at night, go pray in the synagogue, pray as a group. Then we have verses praising God, as we do at the beginning of the Amidah. And then, and only then, we go into the Slichot. But then there's another part of Slichot it doesn't seem to fit. And that is, we mention the 13 principles of God's mercy. And we ask God to remember these principles of mercy, because God sort of has a covenant with us that if we call out to God and we call Him by the 13 names of the 13 principles of mercy, God will answer us. Rabbi Soloveitchik quotes in Medrash. The Medrash says what do you do on a great day of sorrow in the tzaras? So it says on a day of tzaras, you know what you do? You gather together with a chazan and you gather people together and you mention the 13 principles of God's mercy. So the essence of Slichot, the 13 principles of God's mercy, but these are also part of the tzara gedola. It's part, you only say the 13 principles of mercy when there's a great crisis. And as we said, we've got to be judged properly. So there is a crisis. It's a crisis type of prayer. Also, we might suggest that if you're not in crisis, regular prayer, you could just say, Hashem, save me. Elokeinu, forgive us. But if you're really in a crisis, you want to call out to God in all the different ways. You're a beggar. You come with every trick in the bag. You're going to call Him God before you sin. He's merciful before He sin. He's merciful after He sin. He's forgiving. He's forbearing. He's kind. He's truthful. He guards kindness for generations. You want to mention every way in which God is merciful in order to get that mercy. Then we have another question Rabbi Soloveitchik asks. Why is it the Slichot are a separate prayer? What's going on here? During other fast days, we have Slichot, but we make them an addendum to the Amidah. We say the Amidah, and then at the end, we throw in the Slichot. Here, it's a separate prayer. What's going on? One place, Rabbi Soloveitchik said that it's really not a separate prayer. It's an introduction to the Shacharis. You say it right before Shacharis, and then you go into Shacharis. Some say that the Chazan for Slichos should be the Chazan for Shacharis. However, Soloveitchik also said no. Maybe it's a separate prayer. How do we know it's separate? Look, it has an Ashrei, a Kaddish, a Chatzi Kaddish, a complete Kaddish. It has praise at the beginning. It's a prayer. What gives us a right to make a separate prayer? Well, on the fast day, we have no such right. You can add in the Elah maybe on some fast days, the olden days, the Yom Kippur, you can add in the Elah an extra prayer. You have a right to approach God one more time. On Shabbos and Yontov, we have the privilege to approach God one more time in the Musaf, reflecting the extra sacrifices we used to bring to God. But on the 10 days of repentance, there's also similarly a extra right to approach God, and it's reflected by the Slichot. The Slichot says, you know what? I'm going to approach you one more time today. I'm going to approach you in the Slichot mode. It's an emergency mode. It's the prayer of tzaka, of screaming and yelling. But I'm going to approach you, and we're going to set up an additional Amidah. So, Slichot is a time when Kra'u b'yoto karo, call out to God. This is the time when He's close. Yeshu Hashem b'matzo, call Him when He can be found. Slichot is another opportunity in the day to come and appear before God. And it's a different mode. It's a nighttime prayer. It's a prayer of tears. It's a prayer that's where you're able to scream out and just get out your request. Answer us, God. Answer us. You must answer us. You must do it. Hopefully, through this prayer, this mode of prayer, we can stir ourselves up even deeper than a regular prayer. And indeed, hopefully, God will forgive the Jewish people, forgive us individually, and hopefully we'll be blessed with Shnas Chaim V'Shalom, a year of health and happiness. We wish everyone a Ktiva V'Chatima Toma. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.